running back Sammy Morris, who we haven't been able to talk to because he's been out of the lineup, and we were happy to see him back last night. Hey, Sammy, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. What time was arrival this morning?
I think we landed at 4 or 5, something like that. I forget.
All those numbers kind of blend in at that time of the day anyway.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I know it was pretty close to the daylight. My kids are getting up about to get ready for school. So,
Sammy, if you had to analyze the game and just sum it up in one sentence, what went wrong there last night? I mean, we're all picking it apart today, but from a guy who played in the game, what do you think went wrong there?
I guess you said that we just didn't do anything right. I think in every phase of the game, we just we weren't able to make enough plays, and I don't know. We just like I said, we weren't able to execute as a team, and we didn't do enough to win the game. Obviously,
a loss is a loss, and there's usually not much positive from either thing. But is it easier to get over a one-point loss to the Indianapolis Colts, where you can almost chalk it up to being a fluke? Or is it easier to a 21-point loss in New Orleans, where, as you said, not much went right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I guess in my mind, it's either way, you still lose the game, and it's difficult to handle, but. I don't even know if I could get into comparing them. I would just say that this one is a little bit easier to I guess it's kind of easier to go back and look and just say like, man, well, we just flat out didn't play well, and which obviously led to us losing the game.
How about Sammy, speaking on your own performance? It was your first game in a while. I saw you in there playing some fullback at times last night. How did you assess your own performance?
I'm kind of looking at it against the backdrop of losing. So, I would say that, I did a decent job, but, in my mind, it, wasn't good enough.
Is fullback a position that you're comfortable playing? I'm assuming it wasn't your first time playing fullback. Is that something that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I really don't mind. I like getting on the field, and I like being able to compete. Catching a split screen or spread out wide, or if it's, playing running back, it's playing fullback, I'm just out there to contribute and do my part to help the team win.
The New Orleans Saints are the second highest percentage blitzing team in the NFL. Only the Jets send extra rushers on a more consistent basis than New Orleans. Was it the blitz that caused all the pressure on Tom Brady? Because it seemed like he had somebody in his face all night long.
I'm really not even sure right now exactly what, throughout the course of the whole game, but, I need to, to be able to go back and watch the tape and, see exactly what, what went wrong, and, whether it's just, one blister or, if they're just key blistering or, whatever it may be, I need to actually go back to look at the tape to see exactly, what went wrong.
Sammy, you said you got in at, 4 o'clock this morning, 5 o'clock this morning. I know it's an off day for the players on Tuesdays primarily. What do you do? Do you go back in there and watch the film, as you said, or do you take a day to just rest up and hit it strong tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I think physically, it's the time, you got to kind of, try and let your body recuperate and rest and, get ready to go back at it, because it's a short week. But, I think it is. It's good, a good mental work to kind of, to watch.
I don't think there were a lot of positives to take from last night's game, but I did think the efforts of Lawrence Maroney was one of those positives. How did you think he ran the ball last night?
Yeah, I think he ran the ball hard. You know, I think the obviously the two touchdowns were were big in us, and trying to get back into the game, and I think he ran hard, and again, even unfortunately on his fumble, he was was able to cause it cause another fumble to get the ball back for us, but it's kind of hard to. To look at performances and, as you said, to try and find the positive. But, I think overall he did do a good job.
Is it fair to say that the New Orleans Saints were more intense in the game last night than you guys were?
I guess, it'd be a fair call. I think, it's one of the things that, one of the areas that, they beat us in and, along with, offensively, defensively, and special teams. They're just a little more intense, and, that's just, another thing that they did better than us to be able to win the game like they did.
Well, it was good to see you back on the field last night. We appreciate you taking a few minutes on short rest today. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, guys.